Allow me to just have a moment of time to reflect on what we have just witnessed and what that all may mean to the family as well as to each and every one of us. You can tell a lot about people from the clothes that they wear. The clothes that we choose to wear often reflect maybe our status or our values or even our priorities. For example, at Hollywood, the red carpet events, reporters often ask, you know, who is the designer behind a particular dress or clothing or whatever. And that is important for those people who attend. You and I may often stand in front of the closet or the mirror and think of all the possible outfits that could go with an item of choice. And after clothing ourselves, we look in the mirror and it all check out. But when I'm only thinking about clothing myself, in the natural way, I may not consider or think about something also very important, if not more important, is about our spiritual outfit. Our spiritual outfit. In the book of Colossians chapter 3, Paul challenges us as God's believers to consider our spiritual outfit. The challenge is for us to clothe ourselves with items not made of human hands. Paul says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We all clothe ourselves. For Toby, it was today at the baptism, and what a nice outfit it is. And we clothe ourselves at each of our own conversion or own baptism. We put off the old self, as the scriptures often say, and at the conversion or our baptism, we are in union with Christ and we put on a new self. In the book of Galatians, chapter 3, Paul writes that in Jesus, you are all sons and daughters of God through faith, for as many as you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. As our baptism, we put on Christ. The Apostle Paul wrote, continue in Colossians, he say, put off the old self with its practices and put on the new self. We have to take off before we can put on. Paul gives us some example of what involved in some of the taking offs. He says, anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language, and lying. We typically take the one we have on off and then put on the new outfit of Christ, our new nature. Therefore, everyone who has committed their life to Christ by faith has the status of having put on Christ. Put on Christ. The second point I would like to make is that we are clothed in Christ now. We are all clothed in Christ as believer of Jesus. Being clothed in Christ vividly portrays the transformation that results from our relationship with Jesus. This is part of our new identity when we put on Christ. God chooses us, He has chosen you. We can look at our new wardrobe now when we put on Christ. We are clothed ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and we bind them all together with Christ's love. Well, if I'm honest with myself, when I just look at that list, I need a lot of help displaying all those things in my life. But that is the beautiful part of being part of God's family and be baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, as we don't have to do it alone because we have done it through the grace of God. God and the Holy Spirit will help each one of us at these things. I don't have to put it all on myself or struggle with it. I have the Holy Spirit working in me to make sure that these are a part of my spiritual outfit and your spiritual outfit. Our job is to make sure that we set our minds on things above, so that when it is time to get ready for the day, we choose to put on those items as required. And the last point, we clothe in Christ eternally, not just the present, but eternally. The imagery of being clothed in Christ describes the transformation of our bodies that will take place when we are resurrected together with the rest when we welcome Jesus. Paul explains that this perishable body that we all have presently must put on the imperishable body, and this mortal body that we have must put on the immortality. That's what Paul says in the first letter to the Corinthians. In the meantime, while we are still waiting, as we wait for that day, keep reaching for the new. Keep hold on to our faith with hope, and keep our clothes on. And I don't mean our normal clothes, but keep Christ on us. In summary, the Bible tells us to put this clothing, this spiritual clothing, the clothing of the new person, that is compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with and forgiving each other, and bind them all together with the love of Christ. This, I say, is practical Christianity. This is what the world needs to see as God's people. There's a quote by D.L. Moody. He say, out of 100 person, one read the Bible, maybe, but the other 99 will read the Christian. So if people were to read you and I, what would they see? And what would your work, mate and friends, see? So let us clothe ourselves in Christ.